Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
Good afternoon. Just want to remind everyone about Easter weekend's coming up pretty soon, and we are having a passion play at our church, and we'd love to invite each and every one of you to come out and be with us the 7th, 8th, and the 9th. Going to start every night at 6 o'clock with special singing by the Edwards family on Friday night. And then Saturday night will be Middle Cross. And then on Sunday night, we've got Justice family coming. And boy, you're going to enjoy them. Amen. So we've got the Edwards family up. They're singing now. Hope it'll be a blessing to you when I get home. Time we're going to go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. This will be part number one of the message, When God Says Enough. Well, please take your Bible and turn to Romans chapter number 1. I want you to look down in verse number 22. And Paul begins to tell us, he told us in verse 16, he said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that what? Believeth." Amen. That believeth. Let me back up to verse 21. "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations." That word vain there means that they were useless. They had useless mentality,
useless. They were empty in their imaginations. Their imaginations, their thoughts were not going anywhere. And their foolish heart, I want you to underline this in your Bible real good. And their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became what? Fools. God didn't profess them to be wise. They've made themselves wise. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And changed the glory of uncorruptible God into an image made like a corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. They've took the God of heaven, and what it's saying is they've taken the God of heaven, who is awesome, who is holy, who is omnipotent, who is omniscient, who is omnipresent, and they brought him down to an earthly level and made him sound like and made him be like something that they've created. That's sick. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanliness through their own lust of their own hearts. Notice this section. To dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Their foolish heart was darkened. I tell you, this morning, I believe that there's people in this world who once knew God. I'm talking about may have claimed to be Christians. And they've allowed the devil to rearrange their thoughts and their mind and their heart. And they continuously went after sin. And God got to a place where he said, "That's enough. That's enough. I don't hear you no more." And now he's backed away, and he said, "You go do your own thing." That's a scary place to be in, friend. You and I have the ability to be able to follow this place where God says, "That's enough. That's enough. Don't approach me no more. That's enough." I tell you, I don't ever want that to take place in my life. I'm interested in the thought their foolish heart was darkened. I like what Warren Wiersbe said here. He said, "Humans know God, this is clear." He said, "but they did not want to know God or honor him as God." You can know who God is, yet not align yourself with God's word, and just knowing God is not enough. I'm going to say it to you this way. A wedding takes place, the groom stands at the altar, the bride walks down the aisle, they hold each other's hand. They know one another. They can go through the ceremony. They can be pronounced husband and wife and never really be married. What I'm talking about is they can be a married couple without having fellowship as a married couple. They can be a married couple, yet they live in two different rooms of the house. Can I ask you this morning, is God living in one side and you living in another side? Are you the same on Sunday as you are on Monday? Is there a division between you and God? Has God put that division there, or have you put that division there? I'm going to tell you this morning that instead of being thankful for all that God's given them, humans refuse to thank God or to give him the glory he deserves. They're willing to use God's gifts, but they're not willing to worship and to praise God for his gifts. The result was an empty mind willing to worship and praise God for his gifts. And the result was the empty mind and the darkened heart. Man the worshiper became man the philosopher. But his empty wisdom only revealed his foolishness. Have you ever thought somebody, some philosophical mind come up with this thought? Y'all have heard it and y'all know what I'm about to say. Speaking about words. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. That's a lie of the pits of hell. Somebody, look here, somebody with a darkened heart who never experienced pain and suffering and never experienced what the harm of words could do. Somebody with a philosophical mind and a darkened heart came up with something like that. Can I tell you, the Word of God's much different. The Word of God teaches us that words will hurt you. Let your conversation be without. We understand that. Amen. We got to be careful in how we use our words. I'll tell you this morning, so maybe you're on the fence about who God is and how that you ought to relate to God and how that you ought to move forward with the things of God. You know, there's a God, but there's a struggle in serving God. I think that's where a lot of people are. They know that they've been saved, or they've said that they've been saved, but yet they have a problem in the service area. And if you've got a problem, here's the deal. If you have a problem in serving God, this is what you're going to struggle with. You're going to struggle with the fact that all of your life, he's going to always try to be master, but you ain't never going to be submissive. And so eventually, you're going to be back and forth with each other. And you're going to try to serve God. You're going to try to come to church. But you're never submitting to God. You're just going through the motions, and you just know about God, but you're not going to let Him. You're not serving God. Can I tell you? I watched it. I have watched it in the choir. I watched it, man, in the auditorium. I can tell who's serving God and who's not. You can tell who has a relationship with you. It's all over your face, man. We can see it. You can tell who's serving out of joy and who's serving out of duty. You can say, amen, preacher, right? I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm just trying to say there ought to be a love in serving the great and mighty master. Hallelujah. Look at what he's done for us. Look how wonderful it is. Hey, look at how Jesus died for us. There ought to be there ought to be some love in serving Jesus. Thank God I don't have no bones about it this morning. I'm thankful for every time God says, hey, can you do this? Hey, I'm thankful for every time God says, can you go there? I'm thankful for every time God says, hey, I need you over here and I need you over there. I'm thankful, amen. And I tell you, there's joy in serving Jesus. I want to tell you something this morning. You better be careful, because when you start serving Jesus out of a heart that's darkened, you're going to find yourself like the brother was talking about the other day. Brother Johnson was talking about that work model. It'll never make sense. You'll always be looking around going, well, nobody cares what I do. Nobody cares how much that I've done or how much that I've give. And y'all here understand what I'm saying? Well, we got to be careful of those things. When we live our lives in sin and not surrender them to God, there's a time when God says that's enough. God's not going to put up with your sin forever. God's not going to put up with your habitual sin. Now, every one of us sin on a daily basis, but God's not going to put up with your habitual sin. At some point, God's going to say, that's enough. I remember Dr. Percy Ray saying one time, he said he got to a place in his relationship where God, and God absolutely turned the flow off. He said, I'd get up and preach, and he said, I would do it out of duty, and he said, I'd get up to preach, and he said, almost just like, he said, the people was wondering what happened to Percy Ray, why he can't preach no more, why can't he preach no more, he don't have no power no more, what's wrong with Percy Ray? They said, dear God, he said, if you'll turn the power back on, he said, oh God, he said, I'll get back in that pulpit and just to be able to preach with power once again. He said, God, I'll never go back to that place again. He said, it wasn't long that God turned the power back on. I don't have the ability. Look here. I don't have the ability this morning to control the unction of God. I don't have that ability. But I can sure grieve the Holy Ghost. And I can sure cause God not to show up. I can sure by my actions cause God to say, that's enough. I'm not going no more. And I don't want it to happen to Hooper's Creek.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.